Hey, what is up, guys? It is Tom and Scott, and we are back with another Bad 'Cause Dad podcast. As you can see, we have a very special guest. He is the Guild Wars 2 Spectre, the legendary weapon collector. He is also now a WoW enjoyer. It is none other than the hydrated gamer himself, Moopless. Moopless, what is going on, man? How have you been? And maybe before we get rolling, just like, what have you been up to in gaming this past week?
Scott and Tom, thanks for having me on. And hello, everyone. Happy to be a part of this podcast. What have I been doing in the world of gaming? That's an awesome question. I think to answer that, I wish I had another 24 hours in the day to basically play the games that I want to. It's summertime, so you know I'm not typically gaming as much, I feel like. But if I have some spare time, I'm typically jumping into right now Minecraft and Guild Wars at the moment. Honest answer, I know.
And how come you don't game as much in the summer? Do you like, I know you think you're traveling some, maybe just more outdoors type stuff?
Oh yeah, I mean, when the weather's really nice, and I don't know if you guys know this, but here in Germany, they have no air conditioning. Very sad, very horrible. And you know, it makes me feel like, what would I rather have, air conditioning or my arm chopped off like in Star Wars? And I don't know, man, without AC, I mean, I grew up in America. I'm truly, you know, kind of beating the heat if I want to game at night. So for the time being, it's a lot of outdoors activities. I mean, obviously I'm a gamer at heart, so I'll be playing even if it's, you know, 105 degrees Celsius or 105 degrees Fahrenheit. I'll always be inside gaming. But yeah, for the time being, I think most of it is because it's nice outside, sun's out longer, and that typically means that I'm gaming less. It's not a bad thing. I know I'll always be back when, you know, the colder months roll around.
Yeah, for sure, man. And I'll just throw it to you quickly, Scott, too, man. Have you been playing anything this week? What have you been up to?
Oh, man, you know me. I haven't. I have not been on a game in about 3 weeks now. I'm just the kids are... there are a lot. The hours with what I do on the side is a lot, and I have not been sleeping well and just trying to get my workout in, and it's been tough. I miss it, but it's been tough lately.
Well, you've also been busy. I think you've put out the last two videos on the channel, which I have enjoyed. So that's been good, man. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, hey, it like Moopless just said, it's like you enter that content creator paradox, right? It's like, do I put out content or do I enjoy what I'm doing so I can put out more content? Like, what is the balance? That's tough.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll get into that because I have some questions for you, Moopless, about that. But for me, I have been playing a few things. I don't know if I can really... can you talk about this? I'm playing on a private server for... Arc Age Classic. And so I am like, I will force myself to stay up at night to play games. Like, it's my stress relief. Like, I can't go without it, right? With like, you know, me and Scott, our whole channel, Bad 'Cause Dad, you know, we both have four kids, so we're finding that balance of gaming and family life kind of a thing. And so usually late night gaming sessions is when I get to jump in. And especially when a new game like this is out, this new private server just dropped. You know, I'm tired in the morning, but I got to stay up and get my gaming hours in, kind of a thing.
There so, it is. Yeah. You know, the sacrifices we make to really escape digitally away from anything that's out there. When the kiddos are in bed, you're like, all right, it's time to jump in. How many hours of sleep will I get? 9? Maybe I can sacrifice like an hour and a half real quick. And then you're like, crap, I've been sitting here for 3 hours. I got to turn in for the night. Yeah. So I get it. No kiddos on my side yet. The only child I have to take care of is myself, which is great. But who knows?
That's a huge responsibility in and of itself.
Yeah, people don't realize, you know, if you guys have kids, I'm sure taking care of yourselves. You know, you're like, man, I'm kind of just a grown-up child at the end of the day. So
I mean, that's what my wife tells me all the time. She just calls me her fifth kid now. So
Oh, man. Well, Moopless, I just wanted to start. I know you invited me on your podcast a long time ago when we were a tiny channel, man. So I always appreciated that, and I've liked your videos for a long time. I want to say the first one that I really, not maybe the first one, but a big one that stands out. I think you did a video on what you would like to see in like a water expansion, or if there was an expansion after End of Dragons, and you talked about some just really cool systems in there that I was like, yes, more ships. I could be on board with that, like naval PvP kind of stuff. I was like, yeah, let's do that. But kind of beside that, or aside from that, you came out with this World of Warcraft video, first time playing World of Warcraft. And I think in this day, it's like rare to find any person at all who has never played World of Warcraft. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about what was your decision? Like, what made you finally want to decide to jump in and try WoW, the game we've all played for years? And yeah, just what kind of led you to that?
So just a little bit of background. I've never played WoW. And the reason being was my Christian loving parents. I mean, I have a great relationship with them now, and I never would have said, oh, I wish I played WoW back in the day. Like, how dare you guys? In fact, I was able to make an awesome video out of it. And I called them a week later. I'm like, hey guys, the video is kind of popping off on YouTube. So thanks, I guess, for not letting me play WoW. So yeah, that was the background. I wasn't allowed to play World of Warcraft back in the day. It was also a subscription. Like, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so I would have loved to jump into SWTOR, but there was a subscription, so parents told me, no, no, no. So
this is how much younger he is than us, by the way. But when these games were out, he had to ask his parents. I was like,
Mom, Dad, please, can I please level up a game?
We were at a point where, like, should we skip work to play more WoW, or like, what's going on here? Yeah. Sorry to cut you off. I just thought it was funny.
No, no, no. I think it is. I mean, for 2012, I was in high school. Like, I was freshman in high school. So even then, like, I just had, first time job, and money was barely coming in for me. And you know, when you're a kid, you spend it on stupid stuff like Arizona tea and snacks. So an MMO subscription, that was like a reality. But right. As for the WoW video, I'm sitting down, I'm chatting with my friends on Discord. And you know how it is. They're like, hey, want to game together? It's like, okay, what do you have installed? I got Overwatch. I don't have Overwatch. Oh, I have League of Legends. Well, I don't play League of Legends. I don't have it installed. Okay, what else we got? Oh, what about WoW? And I was like, well, I tried it out last year, like, a month before the expansion came out. Everyone at my work is into World of Warcraft. It's like the MMO that people play. Like, somebody knows that their grandma plays WoW, or that their kids are growing up playing WoW, and it's only because that they're super hooked in it and they can never get out. Mm-hmm. So there's always those people that play WoW. And this was one of my friends. He's like, I played back in the day. Let's jump into it. He's like, I don't know. I played till level 15 and I didn't like it. I'm used to Guild Wars. Where's the dodge button? I don't understand. And he's like, well, if you install it, I'll kind of walk you through it. Okay, sure, no problem. So I made a brand new character, and it's so much better when a friend can kind of handhold you in any video game, even if they have the best tutorial. If you have somebody there, it's more enjoyable. So I was like, dang, this game is fun. I'll play through, and I guess I'll make a video about it. That content creation brain. Oh wow, I've been playing this game for 4 hours. Maybe I should record on OBS real quick. So it turned into a video, and I thought nothing of it. Like, I'll just put it out there. I don't know if it gets a couple of hundred of views. Cool. I'm glad the WoW community enjoys it. They ate that up. Like, there were WoW developers on LinkedIn and Twitter, like, sharing the video with their colleagues.
That's awesome.
And I was like, wow, this is something else. So yeah, I played WoW for a couple of months. I still, jump into the game every now and then. You know how it is though. There's so much limited free time, but that is the story behind the WoW video and how I jumped into it.
So what was your, but just for everybody else, what is like your channel like before the WoW video? Like, what type of content were you making? Was it all gaming related? Like, what were you kind of doing at the time?
I've always had the goal, release one video a month. I don't care if I'm moving house. I don't care if coronavirus is out in 2020. Like, just one video a month on whatever. And so a lot of it in 2022 was video game related. I mean, I was jumping into like Toontown to make a video. I was jumping into Guild Wars. I mean, I'm super into Guild Wars, so there was a lot of that. But anything that's kind of on my mind, I'm trying not to niche myself. As hilarious as it is, I accidentally stumbled into the WoW community and was like, oh, hey, guys, like, I guess I'll make a couple of videos here and there. Like, it's very fun, but I don't want to niche myself too much. I've niched myself in gaming, but I want to try and branch out as much as I can. So this year was okay, let's make more videos outside of Guild Wars. I love Guild Wars. I'll be there. I'll jump in whenever there's a new update, but I know there's hundreds of other games out there. Like, I haven't made a SWTOR video yet. I'd love to jump into SWTOR and just make a video on that. So
I'm waiting. Please.
On the horizon, you know, two moons. Is that a third one? No, it's a moopless video of SWTOR eventually.
I'm glad you did WoW first. So,
SWTOR, we can hold your hands for that one.
There we go. I don't even have to search for people.
There you go. I will be your stanky legs.
Dankeschön so much.
Shout out
Stanky Legs.
Yep. Shout out to Stanky Legs. Yeah, I mean, without him, I wouldn't have stuck around World of Warcraft. And I think I've learned that there are things in WoW that I liked, but also there are things I disliked. I'm like, I'm kind of glad I enjoy playing Guild Wars because that doesn't exist in WoW. I'm sure we'll jump into that. But SWTOR is on the horizon.
Cool. And I guess this is just like a follow-up question for me. I know you said like a video a month, but like what is your motivation? Do you just like to create? Is it a way for you to document your way through gaming? Like what motivates you to make YouTube videos?
That's a really good question. I mean, a lot of it is documentation. I can kind of tell like how I'm feeling. I don't know how you guys are, but if you look back at videos 3 years ago, even if it's a video about said game, you can tell a lot like where was I living at that point? What's the background of the environment? Right. Where was my headspace at kind of thing? Who was in my life? There's a lot of different elements that I can actually look at from the videos that I've made. And so a lot of it is, obviously, it's a passion. I make $0 off of YouTube. Like, I'm not eligible for ad revenue. I don't know why. YouTube says they don't like you. I don't know.
What?
So I make no money off of you. I know. Surprising, right? I make no money off of YouTube.
YouTube, what are you doing? Come on.
I don't know. They be tripping, man.
Do they not see that great head of hair that you have? Like,
I know. What do I have to do? Like, shave it off?
Can I have some?
Yeah, I got you, man. Okay. I got a couple extra.
Yeah, you can spare a few.
Go ahead.
It's a big passion project for me. I studied film back in the day, and like I grew up with YouTube. Like, this is a huge shout out, but Yogscast made a series of Minecraft videos in like 2010, 2011, and they made it like story oriented, and it was always multiplayer games. So if I'm making content on video games, it's usually in the multiplayer realm because it's always different. Like, I love Legend of Zelda. I love all these other single player games, but at the end of the day, it's kind of the same thing when you log in. And then when you log into some random MMORPG, you're like, cool, some guy is some Norn and he's dyed all pink. Like, I didn't see that last week. Like, that is different. The same thing for WoW. I'm sure you experienced the same thing in SWTOR, and that's what I love, just seeing other people within the gaming space. So my theme, I guess, is multiplayer games.
Okay. That was deep, though, what he said, man. I like that. I've never viewed it that way, about it kind of being a documentary of your life. And I like that. It's like a wholesome thing. I don't know.
Do you view like some videos when you look back, you're like, oh, wow, I was very motivated at this time, or oh, wow, I was maybe going through a hard point, but I was able to create out of it. How cool, kind of thing. I see that.
We've only been doing
this for about a year, maybe a little over a year. Yeah. So not long. So maybe in the future we'll look back. I mean, I can already look back at our first videos, and they're so bad.
Kind of cringy. I mean? I was like, kind of super fat. So I noticed that right away.
But it's kind of a fighting thing in your head, like, oh wow, 2 years ago I was not the smartest version. Like, currently now you're like, I'm the smartest version of myself, and I'm sure 2 years from now we'll be like, this is the cringiest podcast in the world, why am I listening to it, kind of thing. But but it's also kind of cool to keep things. There's plenty of things on my YouTube channel where I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe I should get rid of it. But it's also like a time capsule in a sense. I can tell a lot of people that watch the video, and it's face value. It's cool. This is a video about whatever I talk about. But I see it and I'm like, I kind of remember why I made that script, what my motivation was. I was super into this game back then. That's interesting. So there's a lot more that the creator can take away from their videos than you know, the audience, which is, you know, it's nice, but also, yeah, if you look back at videos and you're like, what, dang, why am I so chubby? Oh my goodness, my hairline's receding. Oh my, this is so bad.
No, thanks for that, man. I like that. I needed that perspective. I just like it. It gave me warm fuzzies.
That's good. It's true. Yeah. I look back on some of the old videos and I've thought like, oh, should I delete these? You know, kind of a thing. But it is in a way like your real life MMO where I'm leveling up my YouTube ability. I look back and I'm like, I can see the progression being made, you know, over the months and years or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so it is fun to see, but I guess I'll just ask this too. Like, it sounds like you had a big family. Was like gaming like a huge deal, like with you and your siblings growing up, or what?
Yeah, I mean, so I have three brothers. My poor mom, she had to raise, you know, four boys in the house. My dad was working.
I have four boys, by the way. So,
I salute to you, brother. That is definitely a lot to handle. Ooh, sheesh. I mean, you know, my parents are still together. They met and they dated for 6 months and then ran off and got married, and they had four boys. And gaming was definitely something that helped us keep quiet in the house. You know, shh, your dad's working from home, like, be quiet, just put in a movie or go outside and whack your brothers with plastic lightsabers and do whatever. I don't know. So gaming was definitely nice. And my parents still tell me to this day, there's one thing that we would change about you, Moopless. It's that we wouldn't give you a PlayStation controller at the age of three. I'm like, hey, you know, it is what it is.
Were you a younger brother?
I'm actually the second youngest. So I have a younger brother and two older ones. The two older ones have kids, actually. They're in your boat kind of thing. And so everyone kind of looks at me and is like, oh, he's next. And I'm like, I don't know about you, but I got some legendaries to collect in Guild Wars.
Well, I've noticed that with my boys, right? The younger ones are getting introduced to things faster just because the older brothers have already paved the way, kind of a thing.
Yeah. It's definitely a lot of looking at like what my brothers were playing. Like, I was playing Mario in my room, and then I would, you know, go to my brother's bedrooms. What are they doing? They're playing Halo on the Xbox. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, maybe I'll actually play that in 6 months, kind of thing. So, I grew up with tons of different games. You know, it didn't affect my grades or anything. It was like, do your stuff first, get everything done, and then you can hop onto whatever Pirates of the Caribbean MMO or Twisted Metal. Tekken 3.
That's a solid game.
Oh, I if there's a game out there, I've probably played it. There's very few that I didn't grow up playing. So, a lot of it was very big video game oriented in the family, and I think this is why I'm here now with many video game tattoos on my arms.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Well, I guess on back to the WoW video, was there like a moment when you realized it was kind of going viral? I guess, because I know, what is it? You're probably close to 500,000 views at this point, I think, on it. Last time when I watched it, wanted to rewatch it for the podcast.
I just watched it again.
Let's take a look here. 419,000, which is definitely like a sheesh moment. It's YouTube, it's mind blowing. I mean,
sure.
You can get like a million views on TikTok because a lot of people are watching short form content. But for long form content to keep people engaged, it's kind of hard nowadays. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think when I woke up in the morning, I typically will post videos at night here in Germany. So 8, 9 or whatever. I'll post a video, go to sleep, and then I will check it in the morning. And then I think this one had 40,000 or something. And I was like, I never get that. Like, let's go.
What was your previous best like performing video that you had put out?
The best video, and sorry, ArenaNet, if you're watching this, like, my bad, but I had to milk it. I had to. They accidentally put the elite specialization weapons for End of Dragons in the beta client, and they didn't release a press release or news article, and someone put it on Reddit. I'm like, has no one made a video? And I realized that most Guild Wars 2 content creators, they're partnered with ArenaNet, so I think there's something behind their contracts, like they can. I'm not partnered, so like, all right. And that was my the highest. It was 69,000. So when that one, when I woke up and I was like, that's 40K, I'm like, what is should I make more WoW videos now? Like, am I in the wrong space? Yeah, that was an eye opener.
That's hey, cool, you just had a video that came out 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm cooking. I'm cooking. Yeah, let him cook.
And you got shout out Brixel. Brixel's editing some of your videos now.
Yeah, so I mean, cool. Yeah, I have a daytime job. I'm working Monday to Friday at 40 hours. I work remotely in the gaming space, which is great. So I have a little bit of spare money, and editing content takes forever. You guys know this. I mean, Scott, you just put out the last two videos.
I don't do that. Tom does.
Oh, okay. Then, then Tom.
I just show up, do like terrible takes, and then Tom just makes it look decent. So
here we go.
Yeah,
we
let's pull down the curtain and let's really show what's going on back there.
So Tom, you know how much time it takes, right? Like when you edit a video, you're like, this will take 5 hours. And you're like, it's taken me 5 days. This is horrible. So I contacted, I just tweeted, I'm looking for an editor. And Brixel was like, I got time and I'm looking for work. I said, okay, I like your content. Let's go. He's actually working on the next Guild Wars video. Fun fact, it will be out in the next like day or two, which is really good. He's been cooking as well. So it's been nice to, I mean, basically, if you ask and put something out there, I need an editor, you don't know who will come your way. And if you're making podcasts with the Guild Wars space, sometimes people trickle through, which is awesome. So shout out Brixel. You're doing a great work. Great job. Keep editing for me, please. Keep doing
it. Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's looking solid. It's so clean now, your videos. I mean, it's not like they... Let me just make sure. They weren't bad before, but I can tell that, like, somebody who really does this as their job is doing it now.
No worries, Scott. It's okay. You clicked off 30 seconds, and you can say that. No problem. No teasing. Yeah, it's definitely improved a lot. I mean, you guys can see it with your own videos. You look back, you're like, wow, I would not leave this large of gaps while talking, or you know, whatever it might be. You always learn how to get better with your videos. And yeah, I mean, Brixel, his editing is way different than mine. You can just tell what video is a Brixel edited video than my editing, which is awesome. I mean, people are making different forms of content. So yeah, I mean, it's a grind though. It's a lot of time commitment.
Yeah.
The memes. Shout out him.
I just wanted to bring Brixel up because he was on the initial podcast, the Hydrated Gamers podcast with me. So fond memories. I guess what I'll ask next about kind of this whole WoW journey is, since it was so unexpected, is there, I know you said you don't want to be like labeled as a WoW creator, you know, and I think the same with us. We want to have the freedom to talk about whatever we want to on the channel, but is there anything you wish you would have done maybe differently? Were you in the back of your mind, is this kind of situation like this is something I need to capitalize on? Or is this just like, man, this was a really cool moment in time and I enjoy it and I just move on to the next thing? How did you process the whole kind of blowing up video? I'm making a big deal about it. I know it's not a big deal in the scheme of things, but just, you know, it's interesting to me as a content creator, especially a small content creator, you know, of kind of what you thought about it.
It was interesting for sure. I mean, it was unexpected. I thought, okay, I'll dive into the WoW space. It'll be fun for a little bit and I'm gonna head out. Like, whatever is next on the horizon, maybe Final Fantasy, I don't know, I'll try that or something. So it was very surprising. I'm like, I gotta make a part two at least, you know, for these people. I haven't even made it to max level. Like, let me hit max level and then, you know, jump into that. You know, it was very cool. I wish I had, you know, more time to do it. I mean, I think a lot of WoW creators have left the space, or they kind of talk negatively and that's it. Like Asmund Gold, he used to do transmog competitions, and like, I didn't even play WoW, but I watched it. I was like, it's so cool how he's like, there's a 40 group of groups of people and no one's doing this. Like, I guess I'll do it. I don't know what the armor is, but I'll do it. And people were like thrilled to death. Like, they're like, oh, let's go. I want to show you all these like outfits. And I have no idea if they're good or not. I'm like, wow, this looks kind of trash, guys. I don't know why you're wearing it. And they're like, this is the hardest drop in the game. What are you talking about? And I'm like, I don't know, you know? So I had great fun with it. It was a very different perspective. Still to this day on my Discord, they're like, when's the next transmog competition? When's the next one? Funny. And I always want to give back. I'm like, well, let me hire an artist so that they can, you know, create art pieces. And I've done so many transmog competitions that artists don't work so fast as people think. And, you know, I have a backlog of winners that I'd like to get them their rewards before I jump into new ones. So I guess at the end of the day, I don't really wish I changed anything differently. Like I've had fun with it. I think it's still ongoing, which is great. Like I think if I make another WoW video, people will jump into it kind of thing. The only thing I wish is I kind of wish that WoW wasn't split between two games. You have like classic and you have vanilla. Yeah. So whatever video I put out, like it's going to make this fan base happy or it's going to make this one happy. And if I don't make a video on classic, then they're going to get upset. I'm like, well, you should move over to classic. I don't, that's a lot of the comments. So it's hard to make both parties happy with one single video.
Yeah. You got 20 years of subscribers there trying to find content for them. Yeah. That's tough. That's a tough season.
I'll let you tell this story, Scott. So I know, speaking of Asmongold, it's funny in your video, like he scrolled over the video and didn't click it. But I don't know if you know this, but he actually watched one of our videos recently. Scott, can you tell him the story?
Yeah, Tom just sent me a message and he's like, oh, Asmongold looks at Tauris Land. And I thought it was just, oh, it's on his radar now. And I pulled it up and there's Tom's little head. Just talking in there. And I wasn't on that video, but I was in Discord talking to him while he was playing the beta weekend. And it was kind of a surreal moment because that's just not something. We started this just because we're two nerds, two dads that talk about this all the time. We're like, well, we might as well just put something out there and just see it. Like we didn't have any intended trajectory going forward. We just put it out there, see what happens. And so kind of got a little lightning in a bottle, not a ton, but enough to spark it to like, hey, this is something that we can really put some time into. And it was a bit surreal I couldn't believe it at the time I was watching it.
I saw that and I'm like, what? Like how lucky you guys are, because everyone's trying to get viewed by huge streamers, XQC, Asmongold. So, and it works. Like there's some Fortnite creators that they got recognized or shout out by like PewDiePie. I think it's some Australian creator. I forget his name, but
that's cool.
He got shouted out and like it changed his life. So it can help out or even kind of give you guys the little boost to morale to like, let's keep cooking videos kind of thing. Right. Like people like this. It's not that content is bad or anything. It's just that it's kind of hard to grow in a very saturated, you know, environment that YouTube is. For sure. So you guys definitely like congrats on Asmongold looking at the video. I've been trying to put so many memes and a bunch of bull crap in the video. Like if he'll click on it, he'll like it. He's never done it yet. Maybe in the future.
Well, the sad thing is, it was like our worst video ever. Yeah. It was like a clip from a stream where we're just having a conversation. You know, there's like nothing curated about it, you know, nothing crafted.
But what was good is we were making fun of how much of an obvious knockoff that it was of WoW. And I was talking shit the whole time. So it was,
there we go.
But it worked and it was a cool little boost and I'll take it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's funny. It's given us a boost. We're kind of close to monetization now, which still blows my mind that you don't have monetization. That we need to start some kind of petition.
Yeah. No clue. I mean, as much as you can contact YouTube, it's very, maybe they're listening to this if it's uploaded on YouTube. Hey, you have my email, check the inbox. I'm like, my channel is squeaky clean. Like I bleep out anytime I'm cussing. Like, what is it? I don't know. It's very difficult. So eventually maybe it will, but at the end of the day though, like I'm not here to make money on YouTube. Sure. Like I'm just doing it as a passion project. And that in itself should show to people that, you know, that's what it is. And that's all it is for the time being. And I enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, let's switch over to kind of like Twitch, because we're not super big, you know, into live streaming right now. Like we live stream occasionally on YouTube, but obviously YouTube, it seems like is a much harder place to get seen. Like it's more for your current, you know, people subscribe to you because they see when you go live or whatever, which is cool. So how did that affect Twitch? Obviously you're hosting transmog competitions and do you view yourself as more of like a YouTube creator or more of a live streamer, or do they just kind of intersect, and there's not really like a line that you draw. I mean, because obviously it's a little different going live than it is making a video, right? So sure. How do you view Twitch, and how was that when you started getting flooded with a lot of viewers in your stream?
It's really nice because they're kind of hand in hand. Sometimes I just want to make videos and that's it. Mm. But the main focus I have is watch a video. And if you want to see more, maybe I'm live right now. I don't know. Like it all depends. And people watched the WoW video and they were coming to the Twitch channel. They were like, I just watched you on YouTube and you're live right now. I'm like, yeah, hey, what's up, man? And I remember I was talking to someone in stream. I'm streaming WoW. No one cares. You know, they're like, okay, Guild Wars person streaming WoW. I'm not going to watch. But like one guy was there and he was talking to me and I'm like, yeah, I'm filming right now for a WoW video. I got to sit down and edit it. And he's like, it'll be so good. Like your videos are really good. Just do it. And I was like, okay, cool. And then the video gets published and 2 weeks later, I go from like two people to like over 100. And I'm like, and the one guy came in chat. He's like, I told you so, man. It was really funny. We had this like, awesome. And I'm like, hey, thanks for the inspo. So they really go hand in hand. You kind of don't feel so bad that you're sitting down gaming. And there's a large audience that like, they will watch you on Twitch like every week. Like they will come in and you'll find your people, your group, your circle, which is awesome. And they'll kind of be part of your community. And you don't really see that so much sometimes with YouTube. I feel like YouTube, it's a lot of opening the door, cool video. And then like, you never, wait, please subscribe. Oh, you're gone now. You know, like, all right, well, thanks for the video, I guess. So yeah, with Twitch, I think it's more of a community, which is really nice. I think though, to answer your question, they both go hand in hand with each other.
Mm.
Okay.
And now that kind of the moment's passed a little, how are things now since then? Like, are you kind of settled back down? How's your Twitch going? Are you prioritizing one or the other? Or, you know, how are things settling back down after the videos have gone for a while?
I can tell that I'm not so motivated to jump into WoW. Nothing against the WoW people. Like I think WoW is fun, but at the end of the day, it's overwhelming sometimes. Like those streams are great to do with tons of people. And I even like put my girlfriend in the chair. I was like, hey, go ahead and live stream WoW. Like, I'm sure you'll like it. And she did it. And she's like, oh, this is overwhelming. You have to like look at a chat. There's also people talking with you in the game and like, you know, hey, can you please look at this? Like, why don't we do this? And it's overwhelming. So, you know, the past couple of months, I've kind of stopped streaming so much or often. I'm trying to dive into different niches. Like WoW is big. Don't get me wrong. A lot of it was like, okay, Guild Wars has like 1,000 people watching on Twitch, but WoW has 20K all the time, 30. Like, what is this? Well, there's got to be something. That was my drive behind it. And then I look on Twitch and I'm like, Minecraft is huge. Fortnite is huge. Like, these are all multiplayer games. It's essentially kind of the same thing. Sure, it's not MMOs, but the whole perspective of random people can come over and, you know, interact with it and be part of the show on the YouTube video or on Twitch. Like, that's what I like. So of course, WoW will be there. I'm sure I'll jump into Azeroth and explore whatever new update comes our way. And of course, transmog competitions for days, like everyone loves that. But I'm interested in kind of jumping into new games and seeing what else is out there. That's kind of my mindset right now, which is why I was like, oh, they play SWTOR. Maybe I can try SWTOR with them. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
So did you get a sense of, oh, go ahead, Scott.
I was just going to say, would you say that was your main driving source then of not continuing to play WoW, I guess, consistently, is that you just want to try other games? Or did you find yourself kind of in that same, I guess, realm where a lot of players are now with the game, feeling like it's a bit much to keep up? There's a lot of bloat. It seems overwhelming and so on and so forth.
I think a lot of it was like, WoW right now is in its, okay, we're making expansion in the background. And like, I played through the expansion and I could see like the updates were like very small and they're like, oh, you're just gonna wait another month, it'll be good. And I'm like, well, I don't really enjoy the combat so much. Like, it's okay, but it's old, guys. Like, there's better things out there. As well as, you know, when I did live stream, there were a lot of people. I think there was just a niche in the WoW community. And of course, if it's a new person, everyone wants to show you things like, what's your reaction to this? And of course, it is a genuine reaction. Like, how the hell you get a giant sparkling butterfly? Like, I want that. Like, that's cool. Yeah. And that's something that doesn't happen with like veteran MMORPG players. So I think it's a combination of like, it was overwhelming a bit. And my goal this year was, let's just make videos on every game out there and see what clicks. The WoW people will stick around. If they like the WoW content, I know they're subscribed to the channel. Like, thanks guys. Appreciate it. Yeah. There will be WoW content, but like, let me, you know, dabble into other games and see what else comes of it. Cause if I have some video that takes off in like the Fortnite realm, like Fortnite creators, they create a video and they have over 1 million views in one day. Like, how many kids are watching that in teens? Like, okay, let me see if that takes off. I don't, maybe it will. I don't know. Maybe it won't, and that's fine. I have no problem trying different things.
I like your mindset. Tom's a algorithm wrangler. He's like, no, we just stay right here, right here. Like, I want to try this.
He's going off the rails this way, and I'm like, no, there's a straight and narrow. Let's stay on it.
I think it's hard. It's hard for you guys because time is like, it's like liquid gold for you. So like, if you're going to jump in, like, let's do the things that we're used to. And that makes sense. And it can pay off. You can really shovel down into a community, but it also is like, okay, has this, well, you know, is it dry? Should we shovel somewhere else kind of thing? So I get the perspective on both lanes. Trust me. I'm like, the safe bet is to make a WoW video this week or this month. If I make a WoW video, I know I can break over 1K views. But if I make a Minecraft video, maybe 50 people will watch it. And at the end of the day, if one person watches your video and they were like, that was cool, that's all that matters to me. Like, if one person clicked on it and they enjoyed it, cool. Like, then my job is done kind of thing. And it is what it is. If it's 40K in the morning, cool. If it's 20 views, all right. Like, on to the next one.
Yeah, it's real interesting because I think our channel started more as like an MMO centered channel. But we also like other games, especially Scott's like huge into single player RPGs and those types of games. And so sometimes we just want to make a video about something, but seems like, oh, well, I don't know if this is what our audience really likes. Like, we won't get many views, but it's like, we just really enjoy making videos about what we like, you know? Sure. And so it's, sometimes I feel like YouTube is like, they want you to be one, like, stick to your niche kind of a thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. To really do well. Yeah. But at the end of the day, we're like you. We're not like going to get rich off YouTube, you know, kind of a thing. You know, we just like making videos. But Scott kind of mentioned something that I wanted to follow up on. When you started getting all the viewers in Twitch, were it like in your mind, or at least in my mind, when I watch big streamers, I interpret it as them like doing their job, like they're entertaining. They're not really experiencing the game the way the game was meant to be experienced because they have all these outside factors and variables. Is that kind of what you felt like when you were like, this isn't how a normal person would experience WoW, and I can't sit down and enjoy the game in the same way I might if it was just me and my PC kind of a thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different perspective, you know, especially when it's an MMO and people can be like, hop on my siege turtle, man. And you're new to Guild Wars. You're like, okay, I guess I'll hop it. Where are we going? You know, kind of thing. So, it is
hey,
very
muscly arms.
Exactly. I'm my siege turtle. And it is different. But you have to know that going in. Hey, today when I play the game, there's going to be random things that I can't plan for. And that's what makes it fun. This is sometimes why I'm like, it's time to go live. Like, I want that kind of randomness. Think about Mario Kart. You know, sometimes you can really pick out what kind of character you are, the kart. But when you get those like mystery boxes, that's exactly what it is when you live stream something brand new. And it's a multiplayer game. You're like, wow, this is crazy. So it didn't derail me from the experience. Like, of course, I think I enjoyed WoW more because I had people helping me out all the time. I'm like, hey guys, I want to look like this outfit. And they're like, cool, we'll do it in half an hour. I'm like, I don't know where these places are. We'll teleport you. But we're okay, cool. Like, no problem. And they're trading me the items. Like, we got the drop. I'm like, sweet, on to the next one. So it can be beneficial.
Streamer privilege going on.
Oh, yeah, scream out the wazoo.
It's like he almost got to experience the I guess the way the community once was when the game first came out. And I feel like if you weren't streaming, if you weren't in the position broadcasting that you were a new player, like most of that community would just kind of look over you and bat another eye. But I don't know. When I watched your experience, it gave me a lot of nostalgia from the first time that I played, because I think even though I did play vanilla, I wasn't like the first month release. I played probably 6 months down the road after it came out. And I think most people from my generation of starting that will remember the first player that helped them out or the first guild they got into. And I still remember, I remember the first person that ran me across the wetlands. And even in Star Wars Galaxies, I remember the name of the first person that showed me the ropes there. And it's a rare, really, I don't want to say the word, but like magical experience. It's just, it's cool. And I felt that when I watched your video, and I'm like, this is something that doesn't happen much anymore.
I love that about MMOs, because you can have those awesome times. Like, I remember my friend dragging me into Guild Wars. Hey, let's play all night kind of thing. All right, no problem. And it's so cool that you can remember the first player who kind of brought you through. Wow. Like, it is magical. I think that's a very correct phrase for it. And these communities, like, people stick around the game kind of thing. Like, someone will drag their friend into it. And that one person who dragged you in, they leave the game. Like, they're not there anymore. But you stuck around and brought in 10 more people and, like, started that cycle again. And that's what I really like about MMOs. Mm-hmm. So if I'm going to continue making videos, I'm more inclined for, you know, Final Fantasy, Star Wars, and, of course, jumping back into other MMOs to see what the space is changing. I mean, New World is a very, like, graphically very nice looking game. I'm sure there's a whole 12 videos I can make on that game. But yeah, it is very awesome to play with people around the world, keep in mind, in real time, in a time like this. And I love it.
And real quick, Tom, before we move on, I wanted to ask him succinctly, because Shadow Priest was very dear to me. I played that for many years. So I just, you know, give me the quick dilly on it. Like, how was it?
It was good. It was way better than Rogue. Like, I don't know. Rogue is like D tier to me. Shadow Priest is S. Yeah. You know, I like that range kind of mechanic. Also, when you like switch into shadow form, you like, you kind of put in those like sunglasses of like, now I'm a badass kind of thing, you know? So yeah, I really enjoyed Shadow Priest. I don't know if I'll play another character up to max level other than Shadow Priest, but I had a blast with it. It's exactly how I want to play you know, MMOs in general kind of thing.
Especially so, with the new animations, they're so good.
I thought it looked super good. Yeah. I thought that I was blown away. I'm like, I should have picked Shadow Priest the first time, but I'm happy Stanky Legs was the hand holder there.
I think it's unfair too, because I've always thought that priests have the best transmog. Personally, I don't know. I thought they're always super cool. Yeah,
really? You guys think so?
Well, I mean, any of the cloth mogs, really, I thought are awesome. When I was playing, I typically wore warlock mogs as a shadow priest.
Gotcha. Yeah,
I had all the ones from like the Gul'dan raid, and then of course the classic, like the 2K, the ones with the little blindfolds on. If you remember those, on the in the hood. Oh. That was the best outfit.
I guess I'm thinking back to maybe like Legion, where they had the class halls from Legion. You know, everyone got a class armor set kind of a thing. I just thought priests always looked like the 2K mogs too were super cool for PvP.
Did you PvP a lot at all?
I did a little bit of PvP, and we did this one where you could capture an enemy flag, and it was like a very vanilla map. That was so much fun. I had a blast, and I was still learning, like, what's the rotation? Do I do shadow pain? You know, like I'm still overwhelmed, but like I was having so much fun to be like, someone's taking our flag, like go chase them kind of thing. Like that world versus world kind of experience was felt there playing capture the flag. And the game was, you know, kind of done. I was like, can we load into the next one? But we didn't load into that specific map. I'm like, oh man.
I got a kick out of people giving you a hard time about clicking and not having not having all the add-ons. I'm like, this is why people don't want to play, because you're seeing.
Oh my goodness.
That's a guy for not having the add-ons. It's like, I don't want add-ons.
That's a whole thing in itself, is like, okay, well, do you have add-ons? Is it better to play with add-ons. I really don't understand like what the whole system is. And I think just having the barrier to entry super low is much better. Just install the game and go. If you need add-ons, like, okay, I guess it's all right, but it's nerve-wracking because everyone has their like very specific, you're gonna need this add-on and you're gonna need this. It's like, all right,
all right, I'll play, man.
See you guys next week.
It's true, and well, that's one of the big differences between WoW and Guild Wars 2, right? Or one of them. So I just want to make the transition over to kind of talking about the two games, because I know you obviously played Guild Wars 2 for a lot of years now, and you even bring up the Battleground experience, and I've had recent videos even lamenting the state of PvP in Guild Wars 2, you know, as far as small-scale PvP, and wanting more of a battleground system with more players, just more casual, just fun to jump into in PvP. But what were kind of some of your big differences that when you went, you were like, okay, I can't live without this from Guild Wars 2, or I'm really glad they're different because I can go experience this and then come back? Like, what were your take on some of the big differences with WoW and Guild Wars 2?
I can, like, the combat, I cannot live without Guild Wars combat. It's so simplistic. There's a dodge meter, and there's 5 skills depending on your weapon. The other 5 is you can choose. And that is super simplistic. Then, like, 3 rows of, like, and it really is overwhelming. Like, coming from someone that, like, knows MMOs, like, I've played Ion back in the day, RuneScape I played back in the day, MapleStory has loads of buttons, and so when I jumped into WoW, I knew it's gonna be overwhelming. I gotta really read. I gotta take my time. And even then, I played, I forget, 2.5 weeks ago or something, a new raid. I was like, I still don't understand some things about my class, and I'm max level, I guess, with some, so that is a big thing for me. Another big thing is something such as, like, a lot of the scaling in Guild Wars is really nice. Like, I can jump into some of the content and feel like, okay, this is kind of a challenge a little bit. And, like, it's weird when people are like, dude, do the Lich King raid. It's so badass. It's awesome. And I'm like, cool, let's go kill the Lich King. And, like, you sneeze and he's dead. And I'm like, that's it? Okay, that's kind of anticlimactic, don't you think? Oh, you had to be there, bro. It was so good. So I think that's another thing. I'm like, can we just scale this? Like, it feels more epic if, like, I'm really struggling for my life to fight the Lich King. And I don't know. I think scaling is something that I think they'll add to WoW at one point. But it's a bummer I didn't get to experience it for the first time then. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, it makes sense for me because I'm kind of the same. I've told this story a few times, but I didn't get into MMOs until Star Wars The Old Republic. So I was like a console gamer, like, growing up, but a Star Wars fan. And then I don't know how I saw it, if a friend showed me, but I'm like, wait, I can make my own guy and use a double-bladed lightsaber in a game? Like, yes, I will buy thousands of dollars worth of PC parts and make something that where I can play this game, you know? And so I missed the initial WoW experience as well, right? So I didn't, you know, I'm kind of jealous of Scott in that way because, you know, I can jump into WoW now. I played Dragonflight, of course. I thought it was awesome, but there's just some of this, like, ubiquitous terminology and stories that come from WoW that unless you were there, you don't understand. I mean, you hear about it, so you kind of get the context about what people are talking about, but if you didn't experience it, you're kind of sad you missed out on that. So there is a pull to WoW. I obviously went back and played it, but not experiencing that. Yeah, I definitely feel that. And so, but Scott, on the other hand, he played, you know, vanilla on, but he does, you know, doesn't play as much these days. And
I haven't played in 6 years, probably.
Yeah, and why really? Is that? I feel like it lost some magic, right, Scott? Like, what's your take on why you're jumping in these
days? The reason
days?
I stopped is it was just time constraints. That's truly the reason. It wasn't because I was burnt out or wasn't enjoying it. I just couldn't feasibly do it and enjoy it being so tired and having other stuff on my plate and on my mind. So, but if I had the time, I'd absolutely be playing right now, for sure.
Mm.
I think that's also a big thing. Like, I'm getting older. I don't have kids, and I can't imagine, like, could I even play WoW if I had like one child in my life? There's no way, because like the gear I just got, I'm like, cool guys, I'm kitted out. And a new, you know, whatever patch came out, they're like, all right, you got to get new gear. I'm like, what are you talking about? I haven't had to get a new gear set in Guild Wars. And I max level, there's Ascended, we're good to go, we're golden. They're like, no, you got to upgrade the new gear. And once I felt that, I was like, oh, this is going to be exhausting. This is going to really take some time. And I get it, why people stick around. So,
and like, I've been out of the game for a while here, so I don't know what the grind is like. But I'm going to assume that the vanilla days and first, was it the Burning Legion? Was that the first expansion? I can't even remember now. Burning Crusade. Thank you. I'm going to wager that that grind was still a hell of a lot worse. I mean, I used to play easily 8 hours a day of that game. Easily. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, like that's
when I was like 20 years old, you know, like I played way too much. But I would assume it's not nearly as bad as it was back then.
I think they're making a step closer to make it easier. Yeah. Like, I did a raid and I was like, okay, I got a piece that is almost like good to go for the next, it seems like, you know, 2 months or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it does seem like that there is this kind of treadmill you have to run all the time. And of course, if they're like, hey, if you haven't come back, like, we'll give you a box with a bunch of gear, and it doesn't feel the same. You're like, okay, like, I got this awesome thing, you know, last year, and now it's just, it's the biggest piece of dog shit. Like, is that it kind of thing? So that's what I like about Guild Wars is I got my stuff. I don't have to worry. I can go out for the summer for 4 months and go to festivals or travel Europe or, you know, go see my family in the States. Like, I can do all that and I can come back. And I know that the legendary that I got or the ascended dire gear that I have, it's going to hit just as hard as it did 2 years ago. So yeah,
that's great. I think Guild Wars, I've talked to Tom about this numerous times. I think from a technical standpoint, Guild Wars is great in every sense. For me, I just don't like the combat at all. Nothing about it is appealing to me. It feels like
What class did you play?
I don't know. What did I pick?
The first time he played, he jumped in with me in End of Dragons. I think he started with Guardian in hopes of getting to Willbender.
It was like the Paladin type thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's melee. Maybe I should have tried range. I don't know. It just felt really floaty. Didn't feel like there was no meatiness to it. And I like almost feel that.
We disagree. We go back and forth in this all the time.
Maybe I'm unhelpful here. Yeah, maybe I'm and I don't think I could play with you guys unless ArenaNet partners me so I could transfer over. Hey, ArenaNet.
Right, because you're in EU. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But I would say a lot of people recommend like Ranger. There's this really cool ability where you can like shoot an arrow and like knock people back. And you can kind of do that with Guardian as you were trying to experience. Like, they have this hammer ability where you can like whack people into, you know, the next dimension, which is fun. And that gives it its kind of power. But I do feel that melee is kind of difficult, especially when you have these like giant world bosses. You're like, do I slice his toe? Or like, what am I supposed to do kind of thing? So if you jump back into Guild Wars, try a ranged class or even play Guardian with ranged abilities. I know you can essentially use the longbow with any class in the next month or so. So I'm interested to hear how it goes the next time you play
Guild Wars. I actually play a main ranger. I'm like a, you know, one of those guys, but yeah, I love it. I think when you hit Great Sword 2, it feels super like meaty and good, but that's just me. I don't know. Maybe you just need to find the right class.
I think I've just been ruined by WoW. Like, I compare everything to WoW from every standpoint, every variable. I'm like, oh, this is like a disc priest. This is like such and such. And I'll
a combat from like other MMORPGs other than WoW that you liked?
You know, I've talked to Tom about this too. Like, it depends on the type of game and like the setting. So if I'm in like a Lord of the Rings type game, I'd probably play a different class than a WoW. I don't know. It's wherever I kind of project myself into that world. So, but normally it's like the Shadow Priest and the Rogue archetypes that are really my go-to. Although I really did like Shaman and WoW.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, it's interesting to see from a WoW player's perspective what they enjoy for combat, because it is it's your bread and butter from playing WoW back in the day. Like, that's what you're used to. So it makes sense that something like Guild Wars is like, it doesn't feel quite right. It's not really there.
So different. Yeah.
All MMOs feel like imitations to me, if that makes sense. And I hate that I see through that lens. I really do. But I can't help it. I don't know what else to compare it to. I spent years of my life playing that
game. With the experience being the Gandalf of MMOs, Scott, you know?
but is Guild Wars so different then? Is that why? Because it's not? Because I don't feel like Guild Wars, in the same way as other games, is as much an imitation as you know. I feel like Arena made a very conscious decision to go a different direction, you know, in their thing. So is it more like a familiarity thing, Scott, maybe, of like, I should be in like a single player type of combat?
I just think it's the investment, man. Like, I'm not as connected to it. With WoW, I knew all the lore. I had played the RTSs before World of Warcraft came out, so I was already familiar with the characters and the lore, and that's why it was exciting to jump into it, because it was already familiar. And I think deep down too, like subconsciously, I can't help but think I put so much time into WoW. It's like, it's a sunk cost fallacy, if you want to call it that. I put so much time into it that I'm like, well, I'm going to play an MMO. I might as well just play WoW, because that's what I know. And that's it.
I feel that exactly with WoW. Like, I'm like, I don't know the lore. Mm-hmm. Where are we? Why are we fighting dragons right now? What is the story behind this? You know, it's like, oh, the Wikipedia is your best friend. So I get that perspective of like, you know how to press the buttons. You know how WASD works. I know how to add friends. But there's this kind of like, I still feel like an alien, you know, in this kind of game, even though I have people handholding me and streamer privilege and all that. So I can feel that. And I agree with you on that perspective. So it makes sense.
Yeah. And I also think that's why Star Wars was an easy crossover, because obviously I know Star Wars lore probably way better than even WoW. And
it was like a WoW clone.
It functions. Functionally, it's pretty much the same. WoW's still better, but it's more or less the same. And because it's Star Wars. Yeah. If it wasn't Star Wars, probably wouldn't have played it.
This is why I'm eager to play Star Wars. I'm like, okay,
well, it's exactly
the movies. Like, wow. I you know, I'm like, okay, I can do it. My main question for you guys before we jump into something else is, for Star Wars, I recently read that I think it's out of EA's hands now, which is interesting, or that it's moving to a smaller studio. Is that community nervous or happy? I don't know.
I did do a video on that one. Maybe I will put it somewhere up here for all you guys. So I'll give you my take on it, Moopless. So EA is still publishing the game. So EA owns BioWare. BioWare was the company who made Star Wars The Old Republic originally. Of course, obviously, we know BioWare from like KOTOR and Mass Effect, you know, and those types of games. So the storytelling is very, you know, it's BioWare-esque storytelling. You have like your branching, you know, dialogue choices you can make that's super cool, you know, and your really good cutscenes. And so the game has definitely not been getting the love that like a WoW, and maybe you will understand, maybe kind of on par with Guild Wars 2, like, hey, when is the next update coming? Like, very erratic in how long it takes for new content to come out, until recently, unless we, you know, with Guild Wars, and we'll get into that. But so, in a way, they're moving to a company called Broadsword, who will be taking over. And Broadsword basically just maintains Ultima Online and I think Dark Age of Camelot. So they're not actively, you know, making new games or new content. And so that definitely does have some people worried. The one silver lining, I think, for me is all of the top developers are moving with the game. So your lead writer, your narrative directors, your cutscene, your artist, your game director, the game's producer are all going. So in my mind, I'm thinking, why are these ambitious young game devs who have a long career ahead of them, why would they move to a company that maintains games? It seems like it would maybe stunt their career trajectory in my mind. So I think they want to stick with the game and maybe create a little bit more of a legacy with Star Wars. And they have some announced new content coming up. So I'm hopeful, of course, because I love that game. You know, like I said, it's my first MMO. But yes, I think there are a lot of people who are rightfully a little nervous to see what happens with the game. Now, in regards to you, there is so much content for new players, right? It's an, you know, 11, 12-year-old MMO now. And so all the initial stories, the voice acting, you know, it's just amazing. So I wouldn't worry about you jumping in, but maybe for some veterans, yeah, it's a bit of a wait and see type of deal, I think.
Okay, well, it's good news that, you know, some of the staff who are sticking with the game, they're moving to this other company. That is definitely still good news on the horizon. So we'll see what's to come in like 6 months, you know?
Yeah, I think so. And I kind of want to, before we move on to the, you know, I do want to get some of your takes on the Guild Wars 2 new stuff coming up. But I recently put out a video talking about maybe some things that I feel like a Guild Wars 3 could address or fix. And I have kind of a video about that in the past, and I always seem to get a lot of hate is a strong word, but a lot of pushback from Guild Wars 2 veterans about a Guild Wars 3. And kind of in my, the concept of the video was kind of, what are some things Guild Wars 2 could fix to maybe get veterans like Scott into the game, right? So some of the things I brought up were like, okay, why did Guild Wars have to name everything like some crazy different, like why do we have boons instead of buffs? Like why do we, you know, have precision instead of crit? Like, you know, small stuff like that, of course. And then other things like, which kind of sparked my thinking about it. I've watched a lot of the Preach coverage on Guild Wars 2, you know. And I think one of the main things he brought up, which I kind of resonate with, is the game is very dependent on other players sharing their boons with you. You can't fully perform at your top level unless your group or the people around you are keeping boon uptime, right?
Boons are buffs, whereas, right?
Yes. Okay. All right. And so, whereas World of Warcraft, you know, like when you play Shadow Priest, you go into your form or you have your big 2-minute cooldown that buffs your damage a lot. And everything is dependent on you and if you push your buttons in the right order. And so those are just some of the small things. So in my mind, I'm thinking ArenaNet stays on their path and they ride off into the sunset like Guild Wars 1 to an extent, right? You cater to your audience and you go and you keep making a great game. Guild Wars will obviously be around for a long time, Guild Wars 2. Or do you attempt to make something new? You know, and a lot of the pushback I get is like, well, you're just advocating for Guild Wars to be like WoW. And that, I think that's a little reductionist. I want Guild Wars and ArenaNet, who is really great at innovating, to kind of merge what WoW and what Guild Wars is and kind of fix what the problems that Guild Wars has and invite a whole new MMO crowd in. Because I really think that ArenaNet and Guild Wars deserves to be mentioned as one of the best studios and one of the best games. And I feel like it just, you know, that's why we as Guild Wars 2 fans have a chip on our shoulder when someone talks bad about Guild Wars 2. We're like, no, this game is great, you know? And so I feel like it deserves so much better. I don't know, what's your take on a Guild Wars 3? And now that you've played WoW, do you want Guild Wars 2 to be like this little gem that I come back to? It's so different. The quality of life is great. It doesn't ever need to change. Or would you like to see some sort of evolution from ArenaNet and what they could do with maybe a Guild Wars 3 or something like that? Sorry, that was a long way to get to that question.
No problem. I've never talked about my opinion on Guild Wars 3. So
maybe you shouldn't.
Well, I'll give my take on it. Like,
okay.
It's a combination of things. The first thing I'll say is it's about money. So, you know, ArenaNet, mm-hmm. their parent company, NCSoft, if you look at the reportings of NCSoft, they make truckloads of money off of mobile games because how many of your family members or wives or friends or, you know, teenagers, how many of them got phones and how many of them got working PCs? So there's way more people and there's way more money in that market. I work in the mobile gaming industry for playtesting of those games. I'm with a company that helps studios and publishers playtest those games. And, you know, we do a lot of research to find, you know, the next kind of client, and there's a lot of money in the mobile side of things. So I think the focus from NCSoft is kind of that avenue. And when you say Guild Wars 3, we're not just talking like, let's put a new, you know, like a coat of paint on it and we're good to go. Like, that is reworking everything from the ground up. So that is money. That is time commitment. And it could be on the horizon. I mean, they are developing something in Unreal Engine, which is, you know, catches everyone's eye. But I think if they're going to do it, it's probably going to come out in 6 years or so. It'll take some time to really come out. If it does come out, obviously the people, as Scott mentioned, you have a sunk cost fallacy, or kind of this outlook of, I put all the stuff into this other game and now I'm going to be level one again. Like, that's how are you going to explain that to me, kind of thing? If people have a hard time of letting go of what is comfortable. I think Guild Wars 2, if they do it correctly and they kind of move on to pumping out content quicker, doesn't have to be, I don't have to have like Path of Fire or Heart of Thorns. Like, that was cool content. And if you're going through the game, like, you're in for a special treat, like Preach is going through right now. But we need more content constantly. Look at games that are successful. Fortnite, Battle Royale games, like, they're always pumping out new content every 3 months. It's not crazy. It's not huge. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not running around with jetpacks in your back now and shooting rockets, but it's still fundamentally the same thing with new things in it. And I think if ArenaNet follows this kind of avenue, I think there's another 7-9 years of Guild Wars before this next sequel kind of comes out, if they do it correctly. I think what they need to do is the next expansion it needs to be like this. I know we got Elder Dragons. I know we got complex things in the background. If you're new to the game, you can just jump in. The lore is totally different. And for those people who have stuck around, here's a couple characters that you might recognize. I think they need to do that for every single expansion they release and moving forward. So it's a couple of things. It's money. It's also trying to get people to move from Guild Wars 2 to Guild Wars 3. Then people are going to be like, okay, well, I'll just wait for Guild Wars 4 or Guild Wars 21. I mean, I don't know. Let's see that. Yeah, I think it's easier said than done. That is my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think Guild Wars 3 will look awesome. You know, I think I played New World. I'm like, wow, it'd be so cool to see that kind of graphical engine. I don't think Guild Wars looks bad, though. If you play it on high graphics and high shadows and all that kind of stuff, I don't think the game looks too bad. So, yeah, I think another 7-9 years of Guild Wars before the next sequel or next MMO comes out from ArenaNet is my take. I don't know. Will I get hate on that? I don't know.
So you're not with me. You're my enemy.
Exactly. Only a Sith deals in absolutes in the sequel belief.
You turned her against me.
No, I'm on board with you. And those are the comments that I get all the time. And I'm not advocating saying that ArenaNet has to do anything, right? Like I said, Guild Wars 2 is a special game. And I think it could last for as long. I think it comes down to me to what is ArenaNet's ambition? Like, are they fine being the 6th, 7th most popular MMO when I know they have the capability of making something that is kind of revolutionary, right? Or, you know, even from like Star Wars Galaxies to SWTOR, I mean, I think Galaxies had like 300,000 players, you know, and then SWTOR launched with millions, you know, so yeah, I understand all the arguments against it for sure. And I don't want to downplay those kind of a things. I'm just like, I think there's something really great in ArenaNet that they did make a lot of mistakes with Guild Wars Season 1, you know, was rough. And I think a lot of the players left after that. And so I just want them to have a second chance at a first impression and to do something special. But maybe that's pie in the sky, obviously. I'll keep making videos and then getting hate comments because it drives up our views.
Please comment. I don't care what it is. Just put text in there. And I was going to say the thumbnails you have for the Guild Wars 3 looks good. I think the biggest problem with the Guild Wars 3 is like basically presenting to Papa NCSoft, please give us the revenue and the budget needed to make that. And it's hard when you're like, hey, let's make Guild Wars 3 when the mobile games make way more money. It's crazy. Like, trust me, I'm an MMO player. Like, I want to see more PC games, but sometimes it's like, well, we could make a mobile game that costs a fraction of that and make more money. What are we going to do, kind of thing? I think it's on the horizon. I think we have hopeful hints of like job hirings and whatnot that people have seen in the community. But who knows? Maybe it is pie in the sky. I don't know. Maybe
a little same bit. Point, so... Same point about WoW, right? Why is there no WoW 2? Sure. Because you have money in hand every month from a million subscribers. So why take the risk? You know, but with great risk comes great reward. So I'm hopeful. Well, then let's finish up kind of just chatting real quick about Guild Wars 2. They're starting to launch this yearly expansion model. And I don't know. Are you hyped for this? Do you feel like they're, you know, I was kind of excited when they brought back Josh Davis and Colin Johansson, the original hype man of Guild Wars 2. And so are you, is your outlook positive right now on Guild Wars? Because I know you've had, even in your WoW video, you were kind of like, man, we're in this content drought. We've been here before, but yeah, what are you thinking on Guild Wars right now? What's your take and the temperature of Guild Wars?
I find it funny because like now Guild Wars is like there's stuff on the horizon, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And for WoW, it's kind of like the backseat. But even if you're still playing WoW, the content that they have right now of like the traders cash or whatever they have, like the kind of new items monthly and the 2 months, every single 2 months or 3 months, there's like a patch with things to do. That's cool. It keeps the game kind of active and things like Battlegrounds are not going away. So it kind of keeps your attention. Guild Wars needs to move in that direction. Like End of Dragons, I had a blast playing End of Dragons. I think it was very cool. Like Suwon blew my mind. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so cool. And I love that. Maybe this is a hot take, but I love that I don't perform so well unless there's other people. There's a reason why I'm playing MMOs. I want to interact with other people and have these like group conversations of like, okay, how can we take on this really hard strike boss or raid encounter? I like that about WoW as well. But I also like we have to rely on people to do things and trust them. And that's why I like MMO games. So when it comes time to what is on the horizon for Guild Wars 2, I think it's a good move. I think it's great that they're going to be pumping out more content. It's the first time we know what happens after the expansion launches. Like, you can expect content once a quarter. And they've never told us that before. They're like, Pathfinder's going to change your mind. Mounts are amazing. And it was. Like, mounts were great. And you're playing 3 months in. You're like, is there more stuff or is that it? You know what I'm saying? Like, should I go back to something else? So I think what they're doing is good. I think they just need to be cautious of communicating and saying, hey, guys, we can't build, you know, the Empire State Building in one day. We're going to start with a chunk. This is what you can expect. And that way, if you set expectations, people aren't going to be wishing for Guild Wars 3, for Scott to rejoin the game, like all these types of things.
We'll definitely try that. Definitely would.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I'm kind of on board with you. I'm very excited that we are getting quarterly content after the expansion and we know what's coming. Now, I obviously kind of wish there was some PvP, you know, content in the mix that they would at least address it, you know, or at least just come out and say, you know what, not enough people play. We're not going to make it a priority. So at least I know, again, my expectation will be, okay, well then I'll put my time into World v World or
you know,
just, but going back to like even getting the PvP legendary back piece, like that was so much fun. And we had like a carrot on a stick to chase in PvP and a lot of fun things to do. And we just, I guess since automated tournaments, there hasn't been really anything given to PvP. So, but other than that, yes, I am super excited for the yearly content. I think I'm excited for the move away from Elite Specs. I think that gives them more freedom, maybe, to do some cool things with the weapons and, you know, especially for core builds, maybe. I think that would be cool.
100%. So, I think I agree with you that world versus world in PvP, like, you got to chuck out a nugget every 6 months there. Yeah. Like, make a new map, add in some type of new carrot on a stick to chase or anything. Like, there's got to be some love there. And I think that probably next year they'll do that. I think right now they're,
I hope so.
I can tell that they're focused on this expansion, and sure, the PV content attracts the most. I will say that in terms of what the future looks for Guild Wars 2, like, I'm hyped for it. I think the moving away from elite specs is a good move, but they can only add weapons for classes so many times. If you look at Warrior, they almost have all the weapons in the game. There's like three or so, and then they could obviously put underwater weapons on the land. I still think the outlook of my video, I said, I don't think they're going to do elite specs. I think they'll add new weapons. I still think they'll add new weapons. The animations are in game. Cannons,
spears.
Spears. I mean, the skies. I want spellbooks. I think that would be so cool. Like, sure, it would niche over to like the Harry Potter audience, but like, I'm not gonna lie, if I can force push my enemies kind of like a Jedi, I'm down for it. Like, let's go. So,
well, I'll give you my idea in this next idea, and it's another one you can shoot down. I think what I would like to see, and this might be too crazy, I would like them to, for every weapon, let's say great sword on Ranger, it's a power weapon, right? If you gave a second 5 set of abilities that you could swap to on the great sword that made it a condition weapon or a extra utility, and then you could slot your great sword with new abilities. Like, if they could overhaul the weapons to add new abilities to the weapon, I think that would be
super I'm down for it. I think if they don't add new weapons, they should 100% do that. I think it'd be cool to make the shields, instead of blocking with shields, that you could throw a shield down and like skate on the shield while, I don't know, shooting a longbow, something like Lord of the Rings kind of thing. I think things like that would be really cool. So, we'll see. Obviously, though, this is probably 2 years' time. I think they'll probably do another set of weapons for everyone before they branch out to something. But who knows? It's ArenaNet. I mean, they came out with 4 mounts in 2017 that were like, it was changing for the MMO landscape. Like, there are definitely people that know what they're doing to make a change. We'll see, though, what they can pull off with it.
Yeah. Well, before we get too in the weeds and make Scott fall asleep with Guild Wars 2 talk.
I wish I knew what was going on.
No, I'll just ask you, man. So what's on the horizon for you in the channel, or like you said, MMOs? What's next for Moopless coming up?
I will say the next week I will be going on holiday to Hungary. I go to a big festival called Azora. So I will be kind of taking a break off from YouTube content. When I come back, I would like to dive deeper into the Guild Wars 2 expansion. I think that would be great. See how that is. There's a lot of things on the horizon, though. A lot of people talk about Final Fantasy. It's such a great game. Try that. I'm a Star Wars fan. Like, I like watching Star Wars. I would love to try SWTOR at one point. RuneScape would be cool to jump into as well. Like, nobody quits RuneScape. They just take breaks, is what they say. So I'd love to jump into RuneScape and, like, do crazy things. Like, one of my favorite RuneScape content creators, they just chop trees and talk. That's all they do. They just chop trees and talk with people and fool around in the game. And I'd love to go into the wilderness and like try and tell people, hey, don't PvP, like, you know, kind of be like the hippie of the wilderness kind of thing, but do it like a group of people. I think that would be very fun.
Have you seen Valheim at all? Have you ever seen that game?
I've seen a little bit of it. Do people do this in Valheim?
Dude, yeah.
It's all about chopping trees. If you like chopping trees, Valheim's your game.
Valheim's, it's a unique little gem.
Maybe I should jump into Valheim then.
Yeah.
The sky's the limit with content. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's random things. I have a group of friends. They started doing content making Sims videos. And they started like a year and a half ago, and now they're at 750,000 subscribers. Wow. Yeah, I know. And I was like,
we're playing the wrong game, so.
Yeah, I know. So I recently made a Sims video. I jumped into Minecraft. Like, there's a lot of things that are still going on outside of the MMO space. And who knows? I mean, like, my dad's texting me every day, hey, you want to play Fortnite with me? I'm like, all right, maybe a Fortnite video's on the horizon.
Oh man, I wish I liked other games than MMOs. I try
to get him moved, and he just does not budge.
You should do like a trade offer, ready? Like, you should do something like this. Like, hey, I will install Guild Wars if you can run around with me in whatever said game. I don't know. What is it? What are you trying to pull Tom into, Scott? That's the main question.
You know what I'm trying to get him to play right now is Remnant. If you played that game, Remnant from the Ashes, the second one it's supposed to release on Tuesday. If you pre-order, you can play it now. But that game was awesome. Yeah, okay. We just put out a video on that. So,
Tom, would you do a fair trade if he plays Guild Wars with you?
I have played Guild Wars.
Or reinstall.
He's played one day of Guild Wars. Yep. Don't let him say he's played Guild Wars.
It was a great 40 minutes.
There we go. 40 minutes, not even hitting that 1 hour.
I don't know how long. It wasn't that long, if we're being honest.
We'll see what the future holds for us. I don't know. But Scott, any final words or anything you want to wrap up with?
No, man. I just appreciate you coming on and sharing all this stuff with us. You're a joy to be around, man, and you just have such a good energy about you. So thanks for coming.
I like talking video games, and I think with you guys, like, I look in Tom's background, he's got like the Millennium Falcon kind of thing. So I know you guys are passionate about not only, you know, fantasy and sci-fi, but also games. So I'm happy to be on board. Thanks for being great hosts. I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to chatting with you guys in the next one.
Yeah, I'm going to go watch your Sims video after this because
let's go. Videos are good. Make sure you smash like, okay?
I will. I'll smash it.
No surprise the WoW video blew up, man. Very down to earth and cool to hang out with, man. So we appreciate it.
I think it's something that's really missing from the communities these days. So it's a breath of fresh air to always have. I mean, we had Coltrane last time on the podcast, and it's just people like him and you are just, I don't know. They bring back the old feels that got me into gaming and kept me around for a while. So it's just, it's really authentic and it's just nice to be around. So thanks.
I'm sure there's
for hanging out and doing what you do.
There's plenty of other creators out there that are like that. So I'm interested in seeing who you guys kind of interview in the next podcast. So, hey, this is just a helpful thought for anyone watching the video. Watch their next one. Okay. Maybe they interviewed someone crazy in the next video. What, Asmongold's in the next one? Click right now, guys.
Clickbait. Yeah. Put it in the comments. Who should we interview next? Let's do that, maybe.
There we go. Right. Big
deal. But no, thanks, guys, for joining us today. Yeah. Man, Moopless, thank you again for joining us. Give us a like and a sub if you like this type of video.
And go check out his channel, please.
Absolutely check out Moopless' channel. Great videos. I've been following for a long time. If you're a WoW, Guild Wars 2, or hey, if you like Sims, go check out his
or
video,
Minecraft.
Guys. Yeah. But other than that, that's all, guys. We'll catch you guys in the next one. Later, everybody.
Bye-bye.